Welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, where we stir up the perfect blends of insights, strategies, and trends to quench your thirst for marketing and business success. Join us every week as we pull up a chair, pour out the latest business innovations, and mix in some expert advice from industry leaders. I am your host, Shelby McFarland, CEO of Shelby & Company Incorporated. It's time to shake things up, stir up some creativity, and sip on success. Welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast. All right, guys, it is your favorite boss babe, Shelby McFarland here. And today I am joined by one of my other favorite boss babes, Cassandra Benning from The Floating Lotus. How are you today, Cassandra?
Fantastic. And it's going to be a good day. And thank you for letting me jump on and do a podcast with you.
Absolutely, of course. So a little bit about Cassandra. She is a yoga instructor and esthetician and the owner of The Floating Lotus in Little Rock, Arkansas. Her skincare journey started at just the age of 12, and in 2000, she became a yoga instructor. Her style of teaching is thoughtful, instructional, and alignment-focused with a flowing tempo. She loves sharing the deeper roots of yoga, not just the physical aspect, but her calm, nurturing energy supports the emotional aspects of the practice as well. And from personal experience, I absolutely love your yoga classes. My favorite, I think, would be Friday mornings where we literally take a nap the whole time.
Yes, we absolutely do.
Yeah, that's really great for people that are so busy. I remember you're like, just come one Friday, you'll enjoy, it'll be fine. And I'm like, I don't know, yoga, really? It's been a while. But then, like, take a nap? Yes, please. Yeah, turn my phone on D&D. Okay. And then also, I believe the last yoga class I went to, we had some really fun music instead of just, like, your regular spa music, which was really cool.
Yeah, I like to throw things in and nothing. You never know what you're going to get. And I love that you were actually able to relax on Friday mornings, because people that are really busy, especially, you know, just life in general, but definitely people that cannot still their mind and quieten their mind, really find when you're in a class that, and is, you know, that's the point. It, a lot of people can't shut that down. So kudos to you for being able to do that.
I didn't say it was easy. Yes, I did do it. So Cassandra and I met through BNI about a year ago now. And since then, we've done so much work together, referrals back and forth to each other. She comes in on clutch when I need a bridal gift or a birthday gift. I think she even met me at my nail salon one time. She's like, where are you at? I'm bringing you your gift, because I had to take it right after. I'm like, you're the best. We've become really good friends too, which I really appreciate, because we're both Enneagram 8s and we actually don't hate each other. Like, that's a big deal to me.
I would not know that they do not get along. So that's news to me.
Oh, well, I usually don't get along with other 8s. And if you're listening to this and you're like, what the heck is Enneagram 8? Please go look up Enneagram. You will thank us later, because you'll understand so much more about yourself for sure. Okay, so let's start. Let's just dive on in to the business part of this. So tell us, what inspired you to start The Floating Lotus and when you started it?
I started on paper 2008, because I was working at, like, I was teaching yoga and I was working at another spa as a contract laborer. So I kind of wanted to, for accounting reasons, put everything under one umbrella. So, but really the name The Floating Lotus came about way early in, you know, 2001 when I was teaching. But the whole journey of The Floating Lotus came together. It's just that I wanted to put two passions I really love into one place. And so that was it, pretty much, you know. The spa I was working in was going in a different transition, and the owner and I are still good friends. But I wanted to do something, you know, where everything was under one place, instead of teaching at 5 or 6 different yoga places and gyms and things around town. I wanted to do that and aesthetics into one place. And it just, you know, just came to being that a yoga teacher I went to teacher training with, she had a little studio. It was her kind of her little side project, you know, it was like a hobby, and she's moving to Vermont. And I was like, what are you doing with your studio? And she's like, nothing, I'm just gonna close it up. And I was like, I want it. And so it was perfect. It was like a perfect storm. It was like, I was ready to transition out of where I was working at. I wasn't happy there at the spa I was at, and she was leaving, and there was a yoga studio. So I moved my aesthetics room and business into that one little room and taught yoga. And a year and a half, we were in the space that we are now. And just last year, we did a huge remodel on that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you have how many employees do you have working for you now?
Oh my, you're gonna make me count. contract laborers. I've got massage people that are contract laborers and some that are employees, and then I've got yoga people that are all contract laborers. So all in all, probably around 15 if I count everybody. Yeah.
And I bet that's been an interesting process. I've talked about this with other people too on the podcast, just understanding other people and like having them work for you and sharing your passion with them and like trying to get your vision across to them. And I know you do a very good job at that, at least from my perspective, but also it's kind of tough to learn people's personality and figure out how they communicate and stuff like that too.
Yeah, it's if all in a nutshell for me, I really find that if you stay authentic to who you are and your core values and beliefs, and you treat others with respect, I don't if it came down, just to give you an example, it came down to cleaning a toilet, I'm gonna do that just as well as an employee will do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not above anyone else. I just want a place that our work family works as a function of a family. And there's this dynamic that's felt throughout where, you know, I treat everyone with respect. I support them and what they want to do. It's not like I have almost this, you're my employees, you know, and you're here to make me money. That's an offshoot that could, you know, definitely be that part of that programming, you know, but it's not the way I want to represent the company or who works there. You know, I want to, we're all in this together, basically. And that's pretty much has worked out. I've got employees that have been there for 10 years, 5 years, 2 years. Some people that have been teaching over there for 7, 8 years. So, yeah. So nobody really leaves. And I've had people leave because of life, you know, but they've actually, I've gotten letters, personal handwritten letters in the mail saying, you were one of the best bosses I ever had. And they just worked the front desk a few hours a week. You know what I'm saying? They
That's
just knew that,
amazing.
yeah. So doing
I
something
love that.
right.
Absolutely. No, and brag about it, please, because that is something that's not true in every workplace for sure. So, you told us that your skincare journey started at the age of 12. And as a woman, I understand what happens around the age of 12. But also, some people deal with acne at a younger age. I personally dealt with acne at a younger age. But then other women, they don't deal with it till they're like in their 20s, which I have a few friends that have done that. So, tell us about how that started at 12 years old and how you became aware of it.
My mother was concerned because of the acne I was experiencing when I hit puberty, and my dad has scarring and he has to wear a beard for the rest of his life because the acne pitting, like he had what's considered like grade 4, 5 in acne terms, when you look at a dermatologist, and it's the kind that is severe that will scar you. And Accutane wasn't around. They actually Accutane came around in my senior year of high school, but they were only giving it to boys at that time. And I did a lot of antibiotics, which is not healthy. As an adult, it's affected my gut health, as an adult taking antibiotics so much when I was younger. But that was the only thing that worked, and birth control really young. So those are the only things that really helped stabilize the hormones and fight the infection, using the antibiotics from the inside. And so my mother really wanted me to be about washing my face and taking care of my skin at a young age. So I was not a stranger to going to, at that time, the Clinique counter and getting things, you know, from a department store grade skincare regimen at the age of 12 and 13. You know, and it wasn't a lot. It was making sure I washed my face and put moisturizer on. You know, I learned a lot about, like, I wanted my skin super dry because it was super oily, and so I'd use like sea breeze like crazy, which only made things worse. Of course, you know, we didn't have aesthetics the way we have it now, so no one knew that that was not the right thing to do. So yeah, that's how that skin care journey really started for me. And then you are correct that in aesthetics, what we do see is that, you know, younger prone is definitely, you know, that hormonal issues there, can offset acne younger. And you might have it for the rest of your life, some form of that all the way through. And then there's others that turn into their mid-20s and they're like, I've never had a pimple really, maybe one, you know, every once in a while. And now I'm having issues. Or, you know, you have someone that has precursor skin that gets pregnant and they have, you know, induced pregnancy. And it all comes from the cellular level and what's going on, hormones relating to that. And, you know, that's why we don't just look at the outside. I've got someone I'm working with right now, and our feedback and forth through text messages is like, you know, this is what's going on right now, and this is how my skin's reacting. And it there's so many components to it. It's comes into like what you're putting in your mouth, what your environment's like internally and externally. So stress can be a inducer of that, you know, because that lowers your immune system, which causes you not to be able to fight infections, which, you know, when you have hormonal imbalances, that infection that will cause that inflammation to come from the skin. So yeah, lots of factors when it comes to that. So yeah, that's, you know, in a nutshell of how it started.
I never realized that acne would be considered like an infection and like them giving you antibiotics for like for that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's inflammatory. And so when you look at any kind of skin issue, whether that's rosacea, that's an inflammatory marker, acne, inflammatory marker, aging and hyperpigmentation are also issues to deal with. Things are not functioning at their optimal level on the cellular level. We don't have to age the way we are now, but that has to do with a lot of work that we do and show up every day doing, you know.
And taking care of my skin, like I mean, my mom was always adamant. We did like proactive, and I also took medication. I couldn't tell you what it is now, but when I was a kid, you know, dermatologist gave me medication for it too. And so I always made sure, you know, I didn't wear a lot of makeup. I still really don't wear a ton of makeup on my face, but as I've gotten older, and as you know, I just turned 30. I really kind of understood more importantly how important it is to take care of your skin. You're the one that introduced me to the wonderful moisturizer that I use because I'm like, my face is so dry. And you're like, here, use this wash and use this moisturizer. And before that, I was washing my face with like regular soap. That's not good, you know? And so just educating, you're really great at educating people about what they need to be doing with their skin. And I appreciate that as your client and as your friend. For sure. But I just found out, like, again, things I agree 100%. Our environment has something to do with how we react to things. What we put in our mouth has something to do. I just found out that I have HS, which is like the skin version of PCOS. And I thought that I was having adult acne, but really it's cysts that are popping up on my skin. And I thought it was also from tanning. So now I don't tan. So it's just things that, you know, you don't realize the older you get, the more you have to take care of yourself so you do age gracefully. Tell us about like what 12-year-olds are doing now, because this is a funny story about the birthday parties and stuff that you've been trying to host and like educate them on.
Yeah, I did one, which was really funny because I'm not really good at corralling young 13 and 12 year olds. And so I did my first little birthday party, and like the mom there was like, okay, girls, settle down. Miss Cassandra has something to say, which was that in itself was really funny to me. Because they're all like on a slumber party and they're hyped up on sugar and caffeine, and getting them to like listen to something educational bit, which I make it fun. So, you know, that was
Of
part of it
course.
too. But yeah, what the tweens are doing, and that's anywhere from your 10 to your, you know, 12 year olds, and sometimes even 9 year olds can be in that category. They're wanting to, and it reminds me of the days when we had candy cigarettes when I was growing up, you know. They're fun and they're candy, but there's still like that crossover into a cigarette. So when you think about it from a marketing standpoint and I mean, you know, they're branding the skincare lines to look fun and fruity, but the actual active ingredients in there are things that they have no reason to be having on their skin. They actually can burn the skin for a younger person of that age group. Now, when you're getting into your 12, 13, and 14, there might be some acne issues that you might need to use something that's a little bit definitely more active, you know, especially if you're acne and there, you know, what was back in my day was retinol. And so that might, in its lower base forms, be great for someone that's actually dealing with acne. But if you're before the age group of that, you know, tweens, like we said earlier, they don't need a retinol. Their skin's cellular level is fine. And then, you know, things like a high dose vitamin C, they don't really need that at all. So there's these active ingredients that could actually destroy their acid mantle on their face, their skin barrier. So they're in their 20s, they're going to have a lot of, you know, coming to see an esthetician or dermatologist to correct that. So yeah, it's the
That's terrible.
TikTok generation, and I love it. You know, I see this with other friends that have that same kind of age group where they are so much into their skin than any generation before, which is great. I love that. But there's also a lot of disinformation, and let's do this because this 20-year-old, 30-year-old's doing this, and it's cool on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, but it's not really necessarily what you need. So.
And you have a great blog post about that too on your website, Floating Lotus, that people that have, or moms or dads that have daughters, y'all need to go and read that blog because it is very educational and it will open your eyes up to things that maybe you really didn't think about. Because, I mean, as a mom of a daughter, if she was into her skincare, I'd be like, yeah, girl, you get it, you know? But really, I need to be paying more attention to, okay, what are we going to do with our skin and, you know, educating in that way. So, what does age gracefully mean to you? I know that that is something you are very passionate about, and just kind of explain to us like what aging gracefully is in Cassandra's world.
In my world, showing up every day, making the best choices for your health, longevity wise. So, and some of those days are not going to be like that, but you get to reset every day that you wake up. I'll give you a personal example. Yesterday, I went for all the fried foods last night. I was like, I'm just going to have the fried chicken sandwich and the French fries, and we got some onion rings. And this morning, I woke up, I'm bloated. My rings won't fit on my fingers. I don't feel that great. So this morning when I was teaching beginner yoga, I was like, we are just going to do long stretches this morning. So if anyone showed up to really move around, this is not going to happen. And they were all on board for that anyway. But listening to intuition in a way that, you know, yeah, you're going to have those times you want to have something fun, but you can't make those decisions every day. And so I, in my world, make sure that I get my water intake in every day, my food that I choose to, with the exceptions of every once in a while, being as clean as possible, and that I move my body. I empty out my mind, and I wash my face and do all my skincare products morning and night. Now, I will not go to bed with, I don't care how tired or how sick I am, I will always make sure that I do it before I go to bed. Yeah. And that's it in a nutshell for me. It's like, you know, just anything that has to do with living longevity wise, that's best for your mental, physical, and emotional self.
Absolutely. So give some advice to women so that way they can easily implement aging gracefully into their everyday routine, and how can they take care of their skin?
Well, for one, if we're just talking skin, there's so much that goes along with that. So it does tie back into food related. So if you're drinking 5 cups of coffee a day, you know, you're really going to need to look at that caffeine because that is affecting your adrenal glands, which, you know, in talking about the pituitary gland, all those things is a direct relation to your hormone shifts, which again will cause issues in the skin, whether that's redness or, you know, it can sweep to dryness, oiliness, all sorts of different directions that could go. So making sure that whatever you are using is actually penetrating, doing what it needs to do. And I don't necessarily change people's skincare regimens, like as far as products, unless it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Then I'll say, you know, we might need to switch this out for something else. But let's see what else. So basically making sure that your skincare is doing what it needs to do. As far as we're talking about the skin itself on the face and body, making sure that you have a gratitude journal. This is something very simple. I do it most nights. Sometimes I do forget, but it's, I write down 3 things I'm grateful for. Just three. I'm thankful for blank. I am grateful for blank. It's just 3 things. And right before I go to bed. So that's a way for me emptying out the mind. So that's another way for something simple for aging gracefully, getting that kind of out, that gratitude out, because that's just makes you really look at things around your world and be like, oh, it's not as bad as I think it is, you know, that I have things to be grateful for. And then lastly, it's just moving your body. That could be as simple as just some stretches, a simple walk. I mean, everything can gradually get more and more of what you want that to look like. But if, when you're talking just simplicity, you know, make it simple. 'Cause that's the
Absolutely.
biggest thing. It's like you look at something like, well, in this interview, like, oh, well, Cassandra does X, Y, and Z. I have to do it like that. No, you and I are not the same person. And I didn't start off like this either. So it's like little nuggets every day, and eventually they become a habit, and then the next thing is you do a little bit more if you want to, if you feel to.
Right. It's just like training for something. Like you train, like we were talking about running before this interview. It's like you train a little bit every single day so that way you can do the long run at the end of, you know, your 3 or 6 month training session for sure. So, tell us all about the Floating Lotus, where they can find you in Little Rock, what kind of products you have to sell on your website and all that.
We're in the middle. Like, seriously, it's funny. I used to like use it as a marketing thing, you know, like we're in the center of, you know, Little Rock. But if you put a pin on our building, and you scan out, we are in the center heart of Little Rock. It's
I
really
love
funny.
that.
So we're in Midtown, but not Midtown, up near Park Plaza. So we're at 900 North University. And so we're between H and Evergreen if you're a Little Rock peep. And so that's where you can find our physical location, little strip center here. And then website, you know, floatinglotusbaseball.com. That's where we have all our spa treatments. We do have online yoga. So if you are not someone that's here, you can always drop in for a Zoom class. We do our Zoom. It's something that COVID brought for us, was like we had Zoom yoga for a long time, but then we have a Zoom and physical class at the same time. And we never took Zoom away because we still have people that want to do practice with us that don't live close. And then, all our Eminence products are online. We do have a March special right now where you buy 3 Eminence products, you get a full size Stonecrop mist for free, which is like a $40 value for free. And then, so if you need a skin consult, we can definitely do that in house or by Zoom. And, we have all our Eminent stuff on there online, and any gift certificates. We have a lot of people that will go and search around in Little Rock for a place to get a gift certificate for a friend. Let's like say they live in New York, and we always, our website always, you know, speaks to them, and so they'll end up getting something for someone here from the website. So yeah.
Cool. And you have amazing massage therapists and facials and all the things there that I've thoroughly enjoyed on the days I finally take care of myself. So, well,
There's so many
awesome.
people that, yeah, that roll in and do a yoga class and then go a massage or facial afterwards. So yeah.
Our friend Adrienne, she's going to be on here too one day. We got to do our interview, but she is always like, yeah, I moved my body this morning to the facial table at the Floating Lotus. Whenever we're talking about our you know, our boss babe group and stuff like that, trying to hold each other accountable, I'm like, girl, you get it. I wish I would have moved my body to a facial table.
Oh yeah.
So funny. Well, cool. Well, thanks, Cassandra. I always enjoy talking to you, and thank you for sharing your insight. If you are interested in, like she said, a skin consultation, gift certificates, if you want to do online yoga or in person, check out the Floating Lotus on Facebook, Instagram, and on her website. And again, thanks, Cassandra, for being here.
Oh, thank you. This was absolutely a delight on this Monday morning, so
Okay.
loved it.
Absolutely. Well, cool. Well, thank you. And you guys have a good one. I'll see you next week.
Bye.